Welcome to the Own Your Power, Don't Let Them Bully You podcast, hosted by Lindsay Ann. We teach you how to throw down bullies, tyrants, and the dark forces. Stop being someone's bitch. Get off your knees. Own your power. And give these perpetrators the old heave-ho. Who are the people with the most power on Earth? They're the same people who are saying you shouldn't have any.
Hi, and welcome to episode 4 of Own Your Power podcast. The high rollers of society and how you need to use your nunchucks to defeat them. So before we begin, we're actually going to define what is meant by the high rollers of society. Okay, so my definition of these high rollers of society are the people that are behind the scenes, that are kind of, I wouldn't say running the world, but who are responsible for it. Okay, so basically how to empower ourselves if their intentions are not benevolent, and how they became these high rulers. Okay, how did people like that get into these positions? Well, the first tip I'm going to give about these high rollers, okay, the only way you're ever going to know who's actually running the world is by processing your fear and moving through fear and anger. Okay, so if you're unhappy, like let's just say you're not satisfied with the Canadian government or US government, and you're highly angry, if you just punch on a pillow or rage or let your anger out, you're going to see that is how you find out what is actually happening behind the scenes. Okay, so that is one of the first things that I'm going to teach you, because if you go onto Google, because those high rollers of society don't want you to know who they are. I'm going to tell you that right now. So if they're saying it's the Bush family, because that's what I've heard on some conspiracy channels, or it's the Rockefellers, or it's the Rothschilds, okay? It's not them. I'm telling you right now, it's not them. So the people behind, now the one thing that's really interesting to say is that their motto, whoever these people are, their motto is, we're hidden in plain sight, okay? These, so I don't like to use the word Illuminati, because I believe the Illuminati are nothing but people that are pretending to be the high rollers. I don't even want to use fear-based conversation because it's not empowering. But they always kind of say everything's hidden in plain sight. So what they actually mean by that is that the high rollers are literally hidden in plain sight, which means, okay, the people that are actually running the world, now you have to cry in your pillow to validate this. I could be lying. I could be selling you a sales article, okay? Are actual just regular people. They're regular people in society. Like, I don't know, what's a regular person in society? A postal worker. I actually made that up. I don't know if there's a postal worker, but that is a regular person in society that's hidden in plain sight. Okay, so that's actually what they mean. Okay, so I wouldn't, if you want to know who the high rollers are, I wouldn't even go anywhere near Google, because you'll be sold a bill of goods. Okay, so another thing, this is really fascinating, and just try to take it as a fun story. Okay, if you're ever going to fear, okay, move your fear, process your fears, and find out what you're actually afraid of. Because the main method that they use to just say have power over the people, let's just pretend that's there. Because this world is going through a lot of, you know, changes that may not be pleasant for us. And benevolent people that are running the world aren't going to create a society where there's a pandemic and Armageddon around the corner. Okay, so that is actually explained in one of my podcasts in great detail. I survived an apocalyptic past life. Now that is extremely interesting to listen to if you want to actually know if we're heading in that direction, and we are, at least just right now. Okay, there are signs, but don't worry about it. Just process your fear, because the more you process your fears, the less likely it is to actually come true. So don't worry, fear is just a feeling you move through. Okay, so one of the things they do is they go after your actual self-worth. They try to make you feel disempowered, but it's this constant message they send out through the media or through TVs, through programs, through any kind of media channel, any kind of advertisement. You're inadequate, you're not worthy enough, this and this and that. So they go after your self-worth. Because the more disempowered you feel, it's just easier to dominate you. Okay, it's just the basic, that's just basically what they do. So, in order to combat this, you have to improve your self-worth. Okay, this is actually what we need to do. Occupying Wall Street isn't going to do anything if we haven't improved our self-worth, because that's what they target. Okay, so these higher rollers, and here's what's fascinating, have been at this. Not since ancient times, since the earth started. I'm dead serious. When you cry into your pillow and deeply enough and you go into the unconscious, okay, you're gonna find that the people who are actually running the world, who may have malevolent intent or like have been at this since the origins of the planet, okay? And they just continue this domination lifetime after lifetime. Okay, so they have ways of continuing it through the ages. And as the ages go on, they get more and more power over the masses because the masses aren't reclaiming their power. So they're kind of giving it away unconsciously, or they're not motivated to do anything. So you if you process your emotions enough, you'll see this, okay? So how, in an essence, do we empower ourselves step by step? Well, the unconscious, I'm going to tell you right now, knows exactly what's happening on the planet, our actual unconscious. Okay. Now, the reason why we don't access it is because that's where all the scary things are, okay, that we don't really want to know. But it's important when you're brave enough, okay, to go into these levels of fear. And then you'll just have flashes of like, for example, this is a really silly example. You could be crying in a pillow because you're angry at your grandmother. She just angers you, okay? And you find out that your grandmother, okay, fed you like this god-awful apple crisp, okay, that you purposely, because she just didn't like you that, you know, because you weren't her favorite grandkid, okay? Now, as silly as that sounds, you now know that your grandmother actually does that to people. Okay, so that's information. Okay, so that gives you a clue, right, about those kinds of people, okay, that just do stuff just like that. Okay, those are the red flags. Okay, those people need to be reported to God or spirit or the archangels. Okay, because if they don't heal their prejudices, this grandmother, this anger is going to continue. And if it continues, this is how life on earth just gets destroyed. When people have prejudices and they act on it and they don't want to find out why it's there. I just don't like, you know, that kid for some reason. Okay. So this is dangerous. Okay. So how do we empower ourselves? The very first thing to do is cry when you're emotional, or process everything in your life that bothers you and just try to get any emotional movement you can. Okay? Because if their main target is self-worth. Okay? Even if a commercial just bothers you, cry. Okay? So they're going to find out all kinds of weird stuff. You're going to find out, you know, some interesting past lives you might have had, or you might have known people from past existences who did the same stupid thing to you in a past life, okay? That person did the same thing again, okay? And it's like, you know, and then but then you know, right? So, like, for example, this is a true life story, okay? I actually had two employers in this lifetime who hung me in a past life. Okay, so now that I know that, okay, now that I know that, and it wasn't for any really good reason, it's just 'cause they were jealous. So now that I know that, even though it's not obvious that they want to hang me in this lifetime, that inclination is there unless they heal it. Okay. Now I know to stay away from them. You see, now that's information. That just saved my life. You know what I'm saying? So this is how you find out the hidden hand and the hidden and these hidden agendas, okay? And everyone wants to know what's happening on the planet. And then they go and then they talk. Oh, it must be Bill Gates. Yes, he must be the one that's responsible for this coronavirus. Oh, it's just him. You can't really be sure. So this is called espionage, okay? Because I've had many past lives as a warrior. It's called fake news, according to Trump. Okay, so it's called, that's exactly what we're looking at. Okay, so the real warriors of times past, okay, like ninjas or Assassin's Creed, okay, they would bypass what is out in the public, and then they would go to their emotional body and move their emotions. I'm telling you, the real warriors that can overcome this kind of oppression cry. Now, I bet you didn't know that. That's because, and you know, you have to have memory of these kinds of past lives. And I have my memories back, many of them. And they do all kinds of weird stuff, okay? I mean, they go into absolute terror and they move it and they see some of the most mystical things, okay? And how magic has been lost on the planet. Even that will be revealed to you. So if you really are that curious about how to remove oppression from the planet, you have to be willing to process your emotions, okay? And increasing your self-worth, because there is going to be no government when you have a society that has self-worth. They're not even going to try to topple you over, okay? But if they know you don't have much, they'll push down on you, okay? And there's no other way around it. You can't do a chanting. You can't say, I love myself in the mirror 2,000 times. It's not going to work. Okay, so the way you and now this is ancient knowledge from many warrior creeds, okay, that the Shaolin monks did it, the ninjas, the Assassin's Creed, the samurais, Spartans, the Trojans. That is, you know, because if we're angry and we are easy to defeat because our emotions take over our ability to defend ourselves, we can't even think straight. So I hope this information finds you well. There is so much more to the story about empowering our self-worth. But anytime people move past their fear, emotional body, or going into a greater sense of disempowerment. Okay, so people in general don't know that they need to process their fears and anger. Okay, so what they do when they're angry, and they could be angry for any reason. Sometimes we're angry at like our neighbor because he just bothers us. And then we move our anger and we find out we're just actually angry at our dad. We're not even angry at our neighbor. He just behaves like our dad. And so our actual real wound or issue is with our parents. Okay. So that and then once the wound heals, there's no more conflict because there's no need to try to make this person's life difficult. Okay. So this is how we're going to have peace on earth. Okay, now this is, I can tell you some of the really interesting things that some Assassin's Creed does, but you have to earn it. Okay, so I have been healing my emotional issues for years. So I've earned the privilege of going into my memories of some warrior past lives I've had. So I can guarantee you as a fact that this is all true. Like they cry. And some of the other stuff might be too advanced for you because that's just basic. Okay, there's other things that they do that is important to empower ourselves. Spirit wants me to tell you that you have to sage your apartment every day. Just because I've been told, now I can't validate that yet through my emotional healing, but I have been told by spirit, okay, that these kinds of high rollers, okay, go try to invade your home in some way. Okay, so if you want to take a man down in his family, you invade his home. Okay, so they don't come knocking on your door. How do they invade the home? Just they invade it. Okay, let's just say psychically. Okay, so you would then, to combat that, and this is a practice by the native Indians. Okay, you need to sage and smudge your actual home. And I'm talking every day. With enough of that, these people actually get caught for trespassing against you by spirit. And then that is one of the easiest ways to get them out of your life is to get these people caught is to just sage your home, right? And ask the spirit of the sage to remove anything in your home that is unloving or destructive, and it will. Okay. And if you open your window, you can ask everything to leave through the window. Okay. And just this is what we have all forgotten is our roots. Okay. We have to go back to our roots. And this is basic. And the Assassin's Creed and the ninjas all do that. They actually also, they sage their home, they sage their clothes, and they sage their bodies and remove. And so that's a tip. Okay, so that I hope finds you well. And there is more espionage information I can provide. But let's just say that these kinds of people have been at it for a very long time. They have developed a battle strategy. And it seems like, you know, that this is how the warriors of ancient times would counsel you. Okay, so if you apply those two tips, you will be able to succeed through oppression, no matter where you are. So if you have any questions, let me know. And I always end with one fascinating tip that people just don't know about. Okay, so I'm going to tell you right now. Okay, now the Assassin's Creed that you see in the games, you know, or the movie, that's an actual real reality. The Assassin's Creed are in fact a real culture. Okay, now not in this dimension. Let's just say it exists somewhere. Okay, so a lot of these Hollywood movies are in fact based on actual real cultures. Okay, that are in, let's say, the universe. Okay, they have to get these ideas from somewhere, right? So I just wanted to leave you with that tip. Okay, because we think a lot of these things are fictitious and we have literally forgotten, you know, who we are, who we were. What are ultimate purposes? We have forgotten. We're too much on these smartphones. And I'll give you another tip, okay? One of the ways that these high rollers target self-worth is through the smartphone. So just be aware of how you feel every time you go onto your smartphone. Pay attention to how you feel. And you'll see, you'll feel what the actual intent is behind this technology, okay? So, but don't worry if you don't want to disconnect yourself from the smartphone. It's not a guilt trip. If you want to stay on it, stay on it by all means. It's just over time you're going to notice that it's harmful in more ways than one. Okay, so I hope this information finds you well. And if you have any questions, message me and talk soon. Bye-bye.